The Four Fundamentals. Frank, a realtor friend of Barbara's, called and asked if she was still talking to those dead people. When Barbara said yes, she still talked to angels, her friend said, "Great, because I need a business plan by Monday." Barbara wasn't sure the angels did business plans, but told Frank to come over anyway. Frank told an awful tale of business woe. He needed to meet with some important businessmen on Monday to avoid foreclosure on a client's property. He knew it would be a struggle and believed the outcome would not be satisfactory. During the reading, a wise angel gave Frank his business plan. This master also gave Frank and the rest of you the four fundamentals. Ask, believe, keep your mouth shut, and say thank you. Frank went to his business meeting on Monday with the four fundamentals in mind. The outcome of the negotiation was much better than he had expected, but his wife and business partner was the most amazed one. She said, "I couldn't believe it when you were so quiet." The four fundamentals for spiritual living had worked.
There is a formula for attracting the things you want and desire into your life. This simple formula is a means of approaching life each day in order to allow the right people, places, or things to come into your life. When your life is working well and the right things are coming to you, it is more than happiness. It is a state of being, a state of success. People want proof that we are there, that we have validity. This formula for abundance is the easiest way to test us, to learn to trust us whether you want a parking place or a BMW to put in it, an A in algebra, or peace of mind. We can help. With this simple method, you can literally enhance any facet of your life. The way to success is to ask for what you want, believe it will be given, allow the process to work, and to say thank you.
Ask. Be specific. Asking does several things. First, it helps you focus on what you want. Clarity is the key to formulating what you would like to have. It is a decision to receive. Asking connects you with God and helps you see that all which is right for you comes from Him and that He is truly the one to whom you are directing your requests. We are taught from babyhood to be careful what you ask for, you just might get it. But babies ask clearly, persistently, and loudly when they need something. You do the same. Ask big. Be positive. Ask for a lot. Don't ask for less than you want. Do not ask for a tent if you want a house. Don't ask for a C if you want an A. Above all, don't ask for half a gift. Be specific. And then more specific. Angels are empowered to bring you help in every area of your life, even the material. Think of something you want. A car is a good example to think about because nearly everyone wants a car that is different or better than the one they have. If you just say, "I want a car," your angels do not have enough information. Imagine a loving and giving being with all the world has to offer standing behind you. Every car in the world is available for this being to bring you. This being or angel needs to know what car you have decided to have. Pretend you are ordering from a catalog and all sorts of information is being requested on the order form. Fill in the blanks for size, color, material, amount. Exactly what kind of car do you decide to give yourself? Write down every option that is important to you and then decide to have it. Be specific and ask big. Free will enters in here. Angels won't intrude. If you do not ask, angels cannot and will not act except in times of peril. Asking opens the door. Only after you make the invitation can they help. The asking may be very quick, but it is there. Remember that God has given humankind the gift of free will. This is how to use it to have the angels help you. Believe. After you have asked for what you would like to come into your life, your next step is to believe and trust that if it is right for you, if it is part of your plan for being here, then it will happen. This can be very difficult for some. Trust and belief are the underlying elements of letting things happen in the correct way and knowing that God and you together have a plan in mind. Allow the angels to work for your greatest good and believe they will bring it to you. Some things you ask for do not affect your life work, such as asking for parking places or ease of finding items when you are shopping. Angels give this help freely and are genuinely pleased to help make your life easier. Angels also give little gifts like keeping the green light green and helping you remember your mother's birthday. All these are ways angels work in your life. So, ask for that scholarship. Ask for your perfect mate to appear. Ask for parking places and pickup trucks and 18-speed mountain bikes. Ask for your lost ring to be found. Ask for a free vacation in the mountains. Ask for what you have decided to have, and then expect and believe it shall be given if it is for your greater good. The angels do not try to hold anything from you. Let it happen. Originally, the angels told Frank to keep your mouth shut. For the rest of us, they translate this step to read, "Let it happen." This step requires patience, and human patience is not very deep. There will be a temptation to meddle. Letting it happen is the hardest part. Letting go is allowing the angels to work. It is also proof that you believe. You do not need to repeat, worry, overthink, or beg. It's like letting bread rise. The more you disturb it, the less it will happen. Let it be. Just expect positive results and ask the angels to help you. Thank you. Once you have asked for something, believed and trusted you will receive it for your greater good, and then let go of the process and outcome, it is time to give thanks to God for His will being done. Giving thanks closes the loop on your request and reinforces the third step, letting it happen. It frees you to move on with what's important and keeps you active in your path rather than passive while you await a specific event. This method is a means of empowering yourself. Materialism is different and comes from negative attitudes. These four positive steps teach you it's okay to ask, it's okay to believe, it's okay to have. The higher your self-worth and self-esteem, the easier you will find this to be true. If you cannot ask the angels for what you need and desire, then how can you ask your boss for a raise? You are worthy of all that is.
Speaking with us is easier than you can believe if you use the principles in this success formula. Ask us to be with you. Believe that we are with you and that you will receive a message. Let it happen and begin writing what you know to write. And after your message is received, acknowledge it with a thank you. When you begin to use this process, you will notice immediate changes in your life. Not just in having more material abundance either. We will seem more companionable, active, and real. Our energy will feel good to you. Fear and loneliness will disappear. You will begin to talk to your angels out loud. You will become trusted friends. People will begin to see your changes in beauty, happiness, and peace. Life will work better, and peace will shine from your face. Joy and success will be yours. Because you learn to read, you can now read all the books. Because you learn to hear us, you can now hear all the angels.